From Vine to Table's Wine Studies Certificate Program, there are four courses coming up this spring, and you can enroll. If you'd like to find out more, listen in right now, because Pam Long's here. She's worked in the California wine industry for the past decade, and she's teaching the first course, Wine Sensory Evaluation and Service. That's coming up Saturday, March 10th. And Will Franklin's here. He's the winemaker and vineyard manager for Trinity River Vineyards and Stargazer Barn in Humboldt County. And he's teaching two of the courses coming up in May. Welcome, both of you, to the magazine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's find out more from Vine to Table, a wine studies certificate program.
That means I'm
That's
up.
That's you.
Well, we're in our third year now. This is a program being offered through Humboldt State's Extended Ed and E-Learning Department. And so we're now in our third year of the program. And we made it a certificate program so that we could cover four fundamental areas of the wine business. So if somebody is maybe, there could be all kinds of different people that would be interested in a career in the wine industry. You could be freshly minted graduate of a business degree from Humboldt State and say, hey, I want to work in wine. And there's plenty of business graduates working in the wine business
and plenty of
marketing or, yeah. You know, the bookkeeping end of it or accounting or, you know, that sort of projections and whatnot. So there's a lot of that. People that maybe want a change of career like I did. I was in radio for many years, and then I was working in radio in a world-class wine region, Sonoma County, so I segued into working in wine. So that's how I became involved in it, and then I started doing more wine education, and then when I moved back up here a few years ago, thought, why don't we have a wine studies program? Because now there's so much more wine activity, growing grapes, making wine. When I left, there were three wineries, and now there's, I think, 30 plus up here. So it's exciting to be able to offer something like this. The four areas of education are the evaluation of wine, so sensory evaluation, which is basically professional wine tasting. And service, how to serve wine, how to engage a customer in wine, and then marketing wine in Humboldt County and beyond. And then there's winemaking, of course, and then viticulture, which is the growing of grapes, which Will, of course, can speak more on that. So coming up Saturday, next Saturday, the 10th, I'm teaching the Wine Sensory Evaluation and Service course. It's an all-day, it's super intensive, and I mean boot camp 101 for whether you're a novice or you're just really into wine and you want to know more. This is a great class because we do 8 flights of wine during the day. Everybody spits. That's the first thing we do is everybody learns how to taste wine like a pro. Because if you didn't spit, we're tasting over 30 wines. So if you didn't, you'd be hammered. You'd be drunk. I'd send you home.
Too drunk. Too drunk for the service part.
I'll call you a taxi.
Well, this seems like a great, great thing to do with a bunch of friends. You know, get a bunch of friends together and take these four courses.
It's certainly. And there are people that come together as friends or couples or, you know, they do come and enjoy this together.
Can you do just one class or do you need to do all four?
No, you can just do one. All four is great just because you'll have this really well-rounded idea, especially if you just, you know, there's some things about wine that seem so mysterious. So we break all that down. We take away the myth. We take away the smoke and mirrors and we say, this is what the industry is like. This is how wine is judged. This is how a red wine is made. This is how to make a proper white wine. You know, there's all these things. And this is how a vineyard is taken care of. Because really, it's agriculture. It's a grape on a vine like any other fruit, and then it's fermented into this beautiful beverage, or should be beautiful beverage. So,
And speaking to taking one course or more, we've even had students now take it, some of them, 1 year and then come back the next spring and finish up. So it took them 2 years to finish and get their certificate. Mm-hmm. I have talked to already several students that have taken my courses and Pam's are coming back again this third year. And I think what we've discussed in the development of this program is to maybe next year finally add some intermediate courses, because now we have a community of people that have taken all these courses. So we look to be expanding the program into maybe some more intermediate courses as well.
Right, because when you take Will's class, which is fascinating, the winemaking and the viticulture, he covers, you know, a lot of stuff, and it's basic, but it's a lot of information. But then you then that person that's the aspiring winemaker, if that he or she wants to learn about how a flaw is made in wine and how to avoid that and just get into the deeper science of it, those are the kinds of intermediate classes we're talking about.
Really interesting. Yeah. And this, of course, is being offered through College of Extended Education and Global Engagement at Humboldt State. Go ahead, Will.
Oh.
Tell us some more. What's viticulture?
Viticulture is
that's the last course offered.
Yeah.
The course is, let me just say, March 10th, Saturday, April 7th, May 5th, which is a Saturday, and Saturday, May 19th. Go ahead, Will.
Well, I do think we're in a interesting, maybe even propitious time for this wine studies program because of the changing economics in Humboldt County. And I am frequently at events like winemaker dinners, and I'm interacting with the public. And almost every time in this last year, somebody has come up to me and said, well, you know, I'm in southern Humboldt, or I'm out in Orleans, and I want to plant a vineyard. I want to diversify my agriculture. I'm a grower, and I want to keep growing, but I want to keep making money off of my property. Well, it's time to start thinking about how to diversify the Humboldt economy, and Humboldt County could take up a lot of slack. Mm-hmm. We have water that Sonoma and Napa doesn't have. Mm-hmm. We have lots of land that's perfect for viticulture. And we have people who like to grow and make money off their land.
And we have beautiful climate. Yep, we have areas we can grow really nice Pinot Noir. And inland, we can grow the bigger reds, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Sangiovese, and things like that. So,
if there's people out there that fit that mold, or even you want to plant something.
How much land do you need to get started?
Nothing. I mean, you can plant 200 vines on a quarter acre and have your own little barrel of wine, too. I meet a lot of people who just want to put some vines as a little hobby project.
And make your own
out
wine.
Out in Willow Creek.
If I took these courses, I'd be able to make my own wine, and I'd know if it was a good wine, and I could market it.
And you could connect with a group of people that are interested, and then you have this community that you can tap as a resource.
They'll come help you pick your grapes.
So, yeah, I've been consulting for
Tate.
Been consulting now, and we're all getting to know each other, and there's several people working at one winery that's now working at another winery. It's a community that's building after this. This will be the third year of this program.
Yeah. And this is in all ages, 21 and over.
And the other thing is, a couple of these courses, we moved our venue. We were at Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center, and this year we've moved two of the classes. The sensory evaluation and the marketing class are going to be taught at Humboldt Bay Social Club.
Okay.
So we basically have that whole room where the bar is, and there's plenty of room, and, you know, with the table and chairs and whatnot, we can do this kind of course. So it's kind of a nice new venue for everybody. It's out in Samoa. If you haven't been out to the Humboldt Bay Social Club, it's really really nice place to hang out.
And it's really reasonable for all four courses. And if you do register for all four, there is a small discount. So that's also enticing.
Right. And if you you can sign up at the last minute, pretty much, you know, all next week, you can, you know, you have a chance to sign up, or you can just show up.
Show up
at 9 a.m.
No, you got to show up before 9 a.m.
So that's true. So you can fill out your paperwork.
Paperwork. Time flies when you're having fun. I appreciate both of you coming up. I know. See?
Yep.
Will Seibels. Whoa. We even went over time. But you'll come back again. I think this is a really interesting program. And Will Franklin was here with Pam Long. And thank you both. And let's see, is there a phone number, or just go to humboldt.edu/wine?
Yeah, you can just Google Humboldt Wine Studies. It'll take you right to the page.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.